Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
James Corden addressed recent mass shootings in the opening of his show last night.
Tonight in Ohio and Texas, there are children going to bed without their parents, with parents going to bed without their children. Until we really confront this issue and have politicians with the moral courage to face the gun epidemic, the only thing that's going to change is the location of the next mass shooting and the number of casualties. Now, our responsibility on this show is to try and entertain you and hopefully be a brief escape from the heaviness that comes with times like these. We hope we can do that for you tonight.
I mean, he said it the best, obviously, he possibly could. It's like sad to hear someone who's so funny and so light like that talk about a serious issue. Bam Margera's one-on-one session with Dr. Phil happened yesterday. The two of them with no studio audience. I don't know if I can say this word on air.
I'm glad you checked before we went on.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you? Here's my thing. You probably can, but don't say it because I don't want to have to hit the dumb button when you swear.
So,
poor chap. Check
obviously, we all know who Bam Margera is from.
Jackass. Is that what you were afraid to say? Yes. The show is called Jackass. Yes.
So
you better not call me that, but you can talk about the show he was on.
Right. So the prankster is now off to rehab after a very emotional sit down. Bam reportedly teared up several times. His wife and mother both ended up talking with Dr. Phil as well. Bam had recently shared a series of very concerning videos on social media, practically begging for Dr. Phil to take his situation on and help him with his ongoing struggles. Bam said he's worse than he's ever been and his family is in shambles. Bam recently got kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight and got into a verbal altercation with an employee. And he was in rehab earlier this year after a meltdown at a comedy club. The sit-down was recorded and will be turned into an episode that will air next month when the new season begins.
Here's a newsflash. This ain't about you.
Well, it kind of is, but all right.
Denise Richards is thankful viewers noticed her thyroid looking enlarged. The 48-year-old Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star explained in an Instagram post on Sunday that she has changed her diet to improve her health and it's working. Denise writes that fans spotted the bulge in her neck when she appeared on the reunion show for the Bravo reality series recently. Favorite reality series, by the way.
Okay.
She explains, a few of you pointed out after the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion that my thyroid was enlarged. You were right. It was something I ignored until it was pointed out. Denise switched to a gluten-free diet and has already seen an improvement. She said, it's amazing to me in a short time eliminating gluten from my diet how much my thyroid has changed. She said, I had no idea how much our diet really can affect our body and for me how toxic gluten really is. I thank all of you who sent me messages. Wendy Williams decided to keep a strange husband, Kevin Hunter, on as her business manager. There's no news of them getting back together, but the couple recently split after it was revealed Hunter had been cheating on the talk show host. And sources say the two recently had several serious in-person heart-to-heart talks about their professional life together. And they decided Hunter could likely stay on as Williams' business manager to protect the legacy that they have built, their production company and charitable foundation. R. Kelly is facing charges in another state. So Minnesota's Hennepin County announced yesterday that Kelly is being charged with soliciting a minor for sex 18 years ago. Kelly is accused of giving a girl under the age of 18 his number when she asked for his autograph during a July 2001 promotional event. And when she called, she was told to go to a Minneapolis hotel, and a member of Kelly's staff allegedly took her to Kelly's suite. The attorney said after some discussion, she was offered $200 to take off her clothes and dance for him. After accepting the $200, she got naked and they proceeded to dance. There was no sexual contact and no intercourse occurred. The girl was also given VIP seating for a concert and there was some talk of her visiting Kelly in Chicago, but that never happened. Authorities received the tips through a Chicago tip line and the county attorney acknowledged it may be challenging to prosecute the case since the evidence is so old.
Yeah, he's going to end up somewhere, somehow, some way. I mean, all these things are starting to come up. People are getting the courage that it's not looking good for R. Kelly as far as being a free man in the future.
No, he is going to get what's coming to him for sure.
All right, live the web, girl, with the garbage. Thank you very much.